Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. 9 states have officially asked a federal judge in Texas Tuesday to strike down the former President Obama DACA program that protects illegal immigrants who were brought to the United States as children. Also known as Dreamers, the lawsuit wants to start phasing out the program over 2 years, arguing that the rule, which affects roughly 800,000 people, is unconstitutional. The combination of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico and Arctic air spilling south from Canada is resulting in a long-duration ice storm for millions of people across at least 8 states. 2 people in Texas have died as sleet, snow, freezing rain made road and air travel nearly impossible in Dallas on Tuesday. The forecast says it will spread northeast with time lasting through early Thursday in some areas. Gambling with the future of the Southwest, states that rely on the Colorado River for water came up with no deal.
The January 31st federal deadline to reach a deal on cutting water use by the states that rely on the Colorado River has come and gone with no deal. But Arizona, Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming have submitted a proposal on ways to reduce water use. Negotiations on cutting water use stalled, and California, the state that relies most on the Colorado River, wasn't part of the alternate proposal. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
NFL quarterback Tom Brady has announced his retirement again.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good.
Former actor 46-year-old Nathan Chasinghorse, best known for his role in Dances with Wolves, is being accused of running a sex trafficking ring. Chasinghorse was arrested by Las Vegas police Tuesday for allegedly sexually assaulting indigenous girls as young as 13 for roughly 20 years. SWAT officers raided his North Las Vegas home, where he reportedly lives with his 5 wives. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Intel chipmakers CEO Pat Gelsinger and other managers are taking pay cuts days after the company posted poor quarterly earnings that shocked Wall Street. Gelsinger, in the top position for 2 years, will see his base pay reduced 25%, 15% for managers of the executive team, 10% for senior managers, and 5% for mid-level managers at Intel. A Newsday Siena College poll revealed an overwhelming majority of bipartisan voters in Representative George Santos' New York district say the resume-lying politician should resign. Just over 650 New York voters were questioned. Hundreds of gun control advocates gathered in Annapolis, Maryland, Tuesday to call for tougher gun laws for law-abiding citizens. Maryland Governor Wes Moore in front of the Maryland State House.
We're here to make this movement unnecessary. Because we are here to address the issues that you all have been fighting for and advocating for, and letting you know that right now in Annapolis, we have got your back and your issues are ours.
Governor Moore told the crowd that illegal guns have no place in society, and the state will work to create laws to remove them. A group of astronomers at University of Manchester in United Kingdom and Chinese Academy of Sciences in Beijing, using the James Webb Telescope, have glimpsed light from ionized helium in a distant galaxy, which could indicate the presence of the universe's very first generation of stars. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And we have Father Frank Pavone, the National Director of Priests for Life, the largest pro-life ministry in the Catholic Church. Father Frank, good to be talking to you. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Good to be with you again, Bill.
Well, lots to talk about. Certainly the March for Life that happened this past weekend, which was a true celebration of life. The mainstream media wanted to tamp down the response, but clearly there were hundreds of thousands of people there in D.C., right?
Well, it was a great weekend, yes. In fact, it was a bi-coastal celebration. Many people don't realize that the very day after the March for Life, which was the 20th this past Friday, I led a number of events that we can talk about. The next day, the second largest pro-life march was in San Francisco. It's called the Walk for Life West Coast, and I was out there for that as well and led a few events. And then on the day itself of the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the 22nd of January, I was back in D.C., and we held a rally out in front of the Supreme Court. That was more like a memorial service where we were remembering the tens of millions of lives taken by abortion and the families that were damaged.
Well, Father Frank, this is an organic movement that has been going on, and you've been, you know, up front in the parade since the 90s, being a defender and a fighter for life, organic in as much as that we've got 49 years of experience from, you know, from pregnant women as well as fathers who have been affected by this horrific Holocaust that's been thrust upon, you know, not only America, but around the world.
Yes, and you know, it's even beyond that too. One of the events that we did both on the East Coast and the West Coast these last few days is called Silent No More. That's one of our Priests for Life projects. Mm-hmm. And we look at the harm and we hear from the people themselves that is not only suffered from the mom and the dad, but think about the grandparents. For every abortion, there are four grandparents who lost that baby. And sometimes they're guilty, sometimes they're not, sometimes they're just unaware of the abortion. Sometimes they tried to save the life but couldn't. So we minister to the grandparents as well. And then think about the friends, you know, friends that drive their friends or advise them or help them pay for an abortion. They suffer deep regret throughout their lives as well. And the siblings, imagine a young boy or girl that comes to realize, mommy killed my brother, my sister.
Yes.
I mean, we minister to these people. There's a lot of pain. You know, it contradicts, Bill, the mantra of the other side. They keep trying to say it's a private, personal choice. It is anything but that. It has devastating effects on large groups of people. And folks can find out more about this at abortionshockwave.com. That's what we call it, the shockwaves of abortion.
Exactly. Well, Father Frank, you know, their statement that it's a private personal choice. Well, then why don't you keep it between you and your doctor? Why are you bringing it out on the streets? And the only reason they're bringing it out on the streets and rebelling and revolting like they are is because they want me and you to pay for their abortion. That's really the bottom line of this, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is. And most Americans oppose being forced to pay for abortions, and yet we see constantly one of the top priorities legislatively on the Democrat side of the aisle is that they constantly want to increase the amount of money flowing into the abortion industry. And Bill, it's timely that we're talking about this now, because the House of Representatives is about to vote, probably within the next couple of weeks, on a measure that says, and this is the name of the bill, no taxpayer funding for abortion. Right now, there are a lot of individual battles. One by one, Congress has to vote in various appropriations measures or spending packages, whether or not abortion will be included. A lot of our money is already protected by federal law from going to abortion, but there are a lot of spigots, you know, there are a lot of funding streams. So instead of having to have a battle over each and every appropriations vote, why not have, and this is this new bill that's being proposed, an across-the-board policy that conforms to the wishes of the majority of the American people, which is, no, we're not going to pay for abortion. Even if somebody says, oh, I think abortion should be legal, I'm pro-choice, okay, that's one thing. But it's another thing to say, I'm going to be forced by the government to use my hard-earned money to pay for somebody else to have her child killed. People don't want that.
Father Frank, we've been saying that forever. We don't want, people, the taxpayer does not want to pay for, tax-supported, tax-funded abortions. But yet, Planned Parenthood has been able to get around it by playing some, mathematical hocus-pocus and suggesting that, public funds do not go to support abortions. We know that's a lie on its face. And certainly, people like Abby Johnson, who worked within the industry and worked for Planned Parenthood, said as much, and others as well, right?
Yes, exactly. You know, they do play games, and we saw this play out in the last administration. Under President Trump, he tightened the application of the enforcement, which is what the executive branch, of course, is supposed to do, of the law governing what's called Title 10. So Planned Parenthood was getting $60 million a year, even though Title 10 says it shouldn't go for abortion. But they were saying, okay, well, we'll put the abortion facility across the hall, and that's not technically, part of this building. We'll make it a separate building, but it's connected. And money is fungible, Oh, well, I get this money for my, my light bill, and I'm saving money that I can put that into the abortions. So President Trump's administration said, no, we're not going to, we're going to follow the law the way it says, no physical or financial mixing of these government funds to go for abortion. Well, as a result, Planned Parenthood had to drop out of that Title 10 program, and they lost $60 billion a year. Once Biden came in, they reestablished it, and he reestablished the funding to Planned Parenthood, and now they're back in it again. So this goes back and forth, every time there's a change in administration, and it's time to settle this more firmly in the law, which is, again, what the House is going to start doing very shortly.
Yeah, I would agree. Father Frank, the other thing that's not even being addressed here is abortifacients. We know 63 million and counting have been aborted in the traditional context of what we know abortion to be. But more and more women are, it's a mail order abortion. They're by themselves. They're not in a clinic, taking a pill in their apartment or their homes, and told by doctors it's as simple as taking a Tylenol.
This is very, very dangerous. The medical studies show that these chemical abortions, that people can just take these drugs at home, they're four times more dangerous for women. They're four times the number of complications, bleeding. We're talking about bleeding, infection, and all kinds of dangerous things. I mean, the mother is most of the time alone at home, and she actually sees the baby parts coming out of her. I mean, this is highly traumatic, and yet
all by herself. All by herself in her home, she is witnessing this kind of Holocaust coming out of her body. I mean, how disgusting, how frightening.
Yeah. No, it's disgusting. And you know, we wish we were making this up, but we, you know, one of the things I do is to oversee the largest ministry in the world for healing after abortion. It's called Rachel's Vineyard. And we're having these moms come to us more and more frequently after these chemical abortions. They're saying, oh my gosh, you know, what I experienced was just terrible.
Yes.
And now
Father Frank, her home. Yeah, we've got to go to break real quick. We've got more from Father Frank Pavone after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Schenk with today's Global Update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Mobs of radical Hindus have attacked Christians living in select tribal regions of India. Severe beatings have forced many to abandon their homes and flee into the forest. Despite pleas from the community, officials have refused to step in and are instead telling people to fend for themselves. It can be hard to visualize the terror felt by those who face horrifying oppression. But it is a reality for millions of believers worldwide. We pray daily at the Tide Ministry, lifting our global brothers and sisters in Christ up in prayer, and we urge you to do the same. Ask God to give our Indian brothers and sisters strength to stand firm in their faith, and pray that their bold testimony makes a deep impression on those who don't know the gospel. To learn how you can pray for people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Welcome Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Father Frank Pavone, the National Director of Priests for Life, the largest pro-life ministry in the Catholic Church. Father Frank, I want you to finish your story about women who come to you and they're testifying to their experience, by these chemical abortions.
Yes, it's really sad because, you know, when someone has a surgical abortion, the abortion clinic becomes a place of great painful memories. We know people that just, you know, if they're living in the same town where they had the abortion, they'll purposely turn the corner and take another route to avoid passing by that abortion clinic. So painful are their memories. Well, with these chemical abortions, the home, the bedroom, the bathroom becomes the abortion clinic, and you can't so easily avoid going to those places after that happens. So we haven't even begun to scratch the surface of the devastating emotional, psychological toll that this is going to take on the women and the moms that are doing this. We have studied and probed the abortion industry for decades. I'll tell you what's really going on here. They don't want the pain themselves. And think about it this way. Somebody does a surgical abortion. Those nurses, those doctor's assistants, those technicians, they have to handle the body parts. A lot of times the mom getting the abortion never sees the little arms and legs and faces that are coming out in the suction machine. But with this method, that staff of the abortion clinic and the abortionist, him or herself, they don't have to see the ugliness of it anymore. This is a very selfish move on their part. They want to keep facilitating the killing of these children. They don't want to see the ugly results of it. People need to know that this is in large measure what is going on here.
Right. Father Frank, you were talking before about all the people that are involved with a child and the birth of a child. I was just reading a chapter, an excerpt. A friend had sent me an excerpt from a book that's coming out, and it talked about all the people that were involved in order for a child to be born today. And, you know, you need, you know, mother and father, you know, just like you said, two sets of grandparents, that's four, and you go down to 12 generations for that one child to be born. It totals 4,079 people for the one child to be born. I mean, that number blew me away. And again, if you consider the structure about how this works, it's how Almighty God has designed this. It's no wonder that C.S. Lewis said, "I've never met a mere mortal."
Yeah, isn't it something how we're all connected? And, it reminds me, too, of the intergenerational impact of abortion. It impacts the ability of a mom to bond with her future children. And the biggest factor from the point of view of psychology and psychiatry in whether someone is going to have an abortion is whether her mother did. And this is deep stuff that you know has been studied, but more work needs to be done on this. And people who are involved in counseling, people who are involved in churches, church work, youth groups, people have to know about this. That's why we try to be a resource, Bill, in our ministry for all this kind of latest research and insight into this.
Well, Father Frank, St. Mother Teresa, whose mission was to serve the poorest of the poor, said it quite directly. This is a quote: "It is a poverty that a child must die so that you may live as you wish."
I'm glad you quote Mother Teresa. You know, I knew her personally, and she helped me get started with my ministry of Priests for Life. And, you know, the other quote that she's well known for, and she and I discussed it many times, was when she got her Nobel Peace Prize. She actually said in that lecture, "The greatest destroyer of peace is abortion." And people don't make that connection. They don't think about that. But what it's saying is that, look, we have the most intimate human relationship here and the most vulnerable, defenseless human being. And you're saying it's a right to violently destroy that child. Once you allow that kind of violence into that most intimate human relationship, you threaten every relationship and you threaten every person. And the greatest destroyer of peace and love is abortion. Mother Teresa said it many times.
Well, you think about what happened in the 20th century. 180 million people were murdered during that century. It's incredible. And here, America, modern-day America, has single-handedly, near much, has introduced a culture of death into, you know, this great country of ours. And it's also because people have followed our lead and we've had an influence as well. The tentacles go out around the world as well. Father Frank, I did want to touch on something, and that was the news. It absolutely broke my heart when I'd heard. I mean, here it is. The Catholic Church has been known to be at the forefront of standing for life, which is a biblical commandment for us to do that. And you have partnered, you've had blessings from bishops over your tenure as a cleric, and now the current, I guess, regime has decided to defrock you. And I got to tell you, I, and along with many, many Catholics, were brokenhearted with this news. And I tell you, I'm pleased to talk to you today and still hear the same Father Frank, who is energetic as always, because I believe that you are responding to, you know, to the mandate. In much the same way that Mother Teresa had a mandate from God himself, I believe that you are being responsible and obedient to what God's called you to do above all else.
Well, it's something that folks like you that I've come to know over the years, and people all across the country and around the world constantly say to me, oh, you're living out your calling. There's no doubt that you're called to do this work. They see the fruit of it. They see the peace and the joy and the energy I have in doing it. My team is behind me 1,000%. And, you know, over these years, you know, there have always been bishops who tried to block our work or don't like our work. I don't know what the reason is. Yeah, maybe they don't think we should be putting so much emphasis on abortion or whatever their problem is. The bottom line is that personnel is policy, and when you get some of those people in positions where they can make something like this happen, they're going to go ahead and make something like this happen, where they convince the Pope that to say, oh, I can't be a priest anymore. I mean, Pope Francis has personally encouraged me in my work multiple times. I've met with him 4 or 5 times yes. over the years. So it's one of these back and forth kind of things, and that's why I'm confident. And, you know, as I continue to do my pro-life work, just like you just said, in exactly the same way, but abiding by, obviously, if the church puts certain restrictions, you can't function as a priest, then you don't go off and rebel and do that. I'm just humbly knocking at the door saying, hey, you know, can we reconsider this, change this, let me function as a priest. If they do that, all well and good. If this pope doesn't do that, I'll ask the next pope. If they don't do it at all, well, I'm you know, I've got my pro-life mission, as you said, and people continue to support it. Why? Because they're supporting us because we're saying and doing the things they wish their priests and bishops were saying and doing, but they're not. And so that's why we're confident that, you know, the folks in this movement will stick with this this work and we'll get the job done. We'll protect these babies, whether right. some people in the church want to frown on that or whether they want to bless it. That's up to them.
Well, Jesus was true to his mission, and the ruling church class at the time wanted to put him on timeout too, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, the crucifixion itself is the cancel culture. You can think of it in those terms, you know. And what's happened to me is simply the ecclesiastical version of the cancel culture at work. And it's the same forces, the same ideology. You know, it goes according to a certain mindset that, oh, we don't want these conservative values. We don't want this pro-life stuff. We don't want, and it's like people should not be at all surprised that what has taken root in our government, where otherwise legitimate processes are being weaponized against political enemies. Same is happening in the church.
Exactly. Well, the Bible's clear, Father Frank. What stands before you today, you're at a crossroads of life or death. And I love that the Holy Spirit gave you no option. He gave you a test and he gave you the answer. The right answer, choose life, right?
Yes, exactly. Choose life always. And that's how Amen. People be blessed.
Father Frank Pavone, National Director for Priests for Life, the largest pro-life ministry in the Catholic Church. Father Frank, how can people be in touch and donate to Priests for Life?
Oh, thank you for saying that. Well, they can donate at Pro-Life Gift, prolifegift.org. And the main website that we have is endabortion.us. and abortion.us, and invite people to follow me on social media as well. Look me up and connect with me on all the major platforms.
Father Frank, God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Okay, Bill. Take care.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save.
The Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported the show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience.
Would you partner with the Bill Martinez Show this year?
Your one-time tax-deductible gift of $100
underwrites a half hour of the Bill Martinez Show.
A $200 gift, an hour.
24 hours of the Bill Martinez Show would be a $2,400 gift.
Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month.
What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country?
Make your best tax-deductible gift right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
USA News Update. The combination of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico and Arctic air spilling south from Canada is resulting in a long-duration ice storm for millions of people across at least eight states. Two people in Texas have died as sleet, snow, and freezing rain made road and air travel nearly impossible in Dallas on Tuesday. The forecast says it will spread northeast with time lasting through early Thursday in some areas. Nine states asked a federal judge in Texas Tuesday to strike down the former President Obama DACA program that protects illegal immigrants who were brought to the United States as children. The complaint wants to phase out the program over 2 years, arguing the rule, which affects roughly 800,000 people, is unconstitutional. Former actor 46-year-old Nathan Chasinghorse, best known for his role in Dances with Wolves, has been arrested for a sex trafficking ring involving minors. Lance Pry, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You know, last hour we spoke with Catherine Warnock, the vice president of original content with the TV series The Chosen. And at that time when we were talking, you know, the exciting conclusion of this season's third series is going to be screened, you know, on over 2,000 theaters. And it was scheduled to be screened on initially on Thursday, Friday, you know, tomorrow and Friday. In theaters, all Fathom event. But now great news, and that is that they're going to extend the viewing through February the 6th. And so you can check it out at Fathom Events. Get your tickets, fathomevents.com, and get your tickets early. As you know, this is going to be just like the last one. They sold out so quickly, and you know, and there's just something real special to be able to see The Chosen in a theater environment with other people like yourselves that are interested in the Word of God and what Dallas Jenkins and the team has done. So an update on The Chosen and the extension of the showings there through Fathom, fathomevents.com for more information. Going to be extended you know, beyond this weekend all the way through the 6th of next week. Okay. Well, Selwyn Duke joins us now. He's the writer for The New American, The Hill, Observer, American Conservative, WorldNet Daily, American Thing, you name it, he writes for it. Many other print and online publications, and he joins us now. Hey, Selwyn, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Not bad, Bill. How are you? Great to be with you.
Hey, good to be with you. Doing well. I'm here on the West Coast still. I got a couple more weeks, and then I'll be back in Florida, the home state and the free state of Florida. So looking forward to being back and enjoying those low gas prices. I mean, the high gas prices here on the West Coast and the brain damage that's happening here. I mean, I've got four kids that live here, and so I got to come in and check with them and, you know, make sure that they're adapting well, you know, all things considered.
Yeah, I guess since they're in California, you have to make sure there aren't some pods under their beds, if you know what I mean.
Exactly.
Body snatchers.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, it's like, why snatch their bodies? They're, in a sense, they're already, you know, they're captured by this state, this one-party state, this uniparty state. It's just unbelievable. And but fortunately, I'm encouraged because not all, and I'm not just talking about my kids, I'm just talking about the other people I've spoken with here in the state, not all have surrendered their common sense to the governor.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a good thing. That's certainly true. However, as you know, California is nonetheless a one-party state, as basically my state, New York, is now. And
Right. It's
terrible. We've seen creeping liberalism or leftism for many, many decades. And really, it's a result of moral decay, as you and I have discussed in the past. That's what it boils down to. It's movement towards
order. You're exactly right. I mean, we've talked about this. And in fact, it was, again, you know, you get back to the source problem. Source problem is that, the World Economic Forum and the brain trust of the world, these unelected officials who want to rule the world, you know, they're so non-creative, they have to copy the Ten Commandments. I mean, they come up with their own Ten Commandments. Why would they do that if what they have to offer is so unique and special? You know, they are just like evil itself that is a counterfeiter. And that's all they do. And people, I think, are slowly but surely waking up to this reality that, you know, away from God, you're starting to get an idea of what your world looks like. It looks like a one-party state, looks like New York, looks like California. The crime that you're seeing, the debasement and destruction of the human family, you know, a key building block to strong cultures and societies, are all being eroded, you know, brought to you by these world thinkers that somehow think that they know better. They know better than God.
Yeah. Well, it's absolutely true. I mean, we saw John Kerry recently when he was talking at Davos to all those pseudo-elites, other pseudo-elites, and he said, you'll remember this, Bill, it feels like what we're doing here is sort of extraterrestrial. Now, what message do you get from that? You get the message that he feels as if he's some kind of superior, more intelligent being who's got to swoop down upon the earth and help all of us poor, benighted souls and save us from ourselves. I mean, that's the message there. And it's absolutely disgusting. You know, I think here of what G.K. Chesterton said. He said, a truly great man knows that he is not God, and the greater he is, the better he knows it. When you have that kind of hubris that Kerry exhibited there, that's very, very dangerous. That's the antithesis of wisdom. A wise man doesn't talk that way. A wise man understands that it's very difficult to go into the machinery of civilization and change it without destroying the whole system. It's very, very difficult. And you have to approach it with wisdom, with humility, like I said. But, yeah, you were talking before about how they're just mimicking the good, but they're turning it into something evil. Well, Bill, you know, the Nazis did the same thing.
Exactly.
They originated something that they called positive Christianity. You know what that was? That was a Christianity, quote-unquote, where they portrayed Jesus as a Nordic character who was being persecuted by a Jewish establishment. And, of course, they did that because they realized that they couldn't right off the bat, you know, all at once, pull people away from Christianity. They had to do it in sort of a very insidious, slow, and sneaky way. And that's how evil works, isn't it?
It really does. And again, we were warned. Jesus said, lest the elect be deceived. And the elect were deceived. Because the elect, you know, look at the readership of the Bible on a weekly basis. It is amazing how that has fallen off, which is, you know, when you have Jesus saying that he does not live on bread alone, but by every word that emanates from God, that Boy, I mean, to me, that just comes screaming at you as an admonition of what, you know, G.K. Chesterton and other wise individuals in the history of man have come to realize. I mean, even Nebuchadnezzar, he had to learn the hard way, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's no question about it. Yeah.
So
I lost my train of thought.
Well, no. Hey, that's okay, because we're talking about these things that are so vital and foundational to to we the people. I mean, you know, people want to look at the documents, the Constitution, but what they feel, you know, we hear in general terms, oh, these are based on Judeo-Christian principles, but it's much more definitive and much more powerful than that. I mean, these are the very words, like we're talking about, alluding to, is these are the very words of God that are intertwined in our Constitution. That's what makes this document so powerful. And it stands in the face of all these other, you know, false narratives and all these, counterfeits that are presented by progressives, like, okay, well, here's your new God. Oh, really? But for the elect, this is why they're working so hard, Selwyn, against people of faith, because they know that we are, you know, we're the firewall for them taking over. Now, we know the Bible tells us that they'll have their moment. They'll have their moment in the sun, so to speak, until the real sun comes and Lord have mercy on their very souls.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Here's what I wanted to say, Bill. You were saying how people don't read the Bible nearly as much as they used to. Well, not only that, and you and I have talked about this in the past, but what is the characteristic philosophical disease of our time? It is moral relativism. And moral relativism, when you boil it down, essentially preaches that morality is just an illusion. Properly understood, it doesn't exist. It boils down to moral nihilism. Now, a good reflection of that, or a good example of that, is this Barna Group research study from 2002 that I often mention that showed, get this, correlates with what you're talking about, that only 9% of born-again teens back then believed in absolute truth. Only 9%, which means they completely missed the point of their faith.
Exactly.
Because think about how that undermines faith, okay? If you believe that everything's relative, then you... Oh, music, all right.
Oh, yes, sir, we got 40 seconds, go ahead.
Okay. If you believe that everything is relative, then you believe there's really no right or wrong, it's whatever works for you, and then you have to believe there's no sin. If there's no sin, there was no reason for Jesus to die for us. And then, of course, that undermines the very essence of our faith, and that's why relativism is something that all men of the cloth should be addressing from the pulpit. You don't see that happen too much.
Right. And it's the same thought that the chief cornerstone crushed them. They ignored and they missed their appointed time. May it not be so in this world in which we live in today. We've got more from Selwyn after this. Stay with us.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who
was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Selwyn Duke. Selwyn had referred to G.K. Chesterton, and I can say to you, I could spend hours just reading his quotes. I mean, he was such a deep thinker and also such a practical man in so many ways. I love this quote in particular. So when he says, love means to love that which is unlovable or it is no virtue at all. I mean, that's something you can ponder on, you know, because we so easily throw out love. I mean, we're watching football games and, you know, in the back of helmets of football players, you know, they're talking about, you know, sharing love and, you know, that expression. Well, then, you know, the challenge and opportunity at the same time is to go and be love, right? Be love itself.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, as Jesus said, what is it to love those who love you? Anyone can do that. And as far as Chesterton goes, yes, I mean, he had something to say about just about everything, and he said it better than just about anyone else. I mean, he really was a magnificent man and possibly the most brilliant man of the 20th century and maybe even beyond.
Yeah.
More people should read him. I have to say, if you haven't read Chesterton, you really can't call yourself educated.
Yeah, no, he was no doubt a very deep thinker, a committed thinker. I mean, he was in search of awareness and knowledge. I mean, he had such an insatiable desire. And I think this is what makes him such a gift because, you know, you can get kind of, you know, the crib notes of his life and learn just so much just from, you know, from the notes. But part of the problem is that once you start pulling on one string of Chesterton, that string just keeps it, draws you in, you know, to something else and more diverse than what you expected, right?
Yeah. He was a real character, too. He was 6'4". He was 300 pounds. He was sort of an Epicurean saint, you might say. Mm. And he also carried on his person at all times, we understand, a sword stick and a pistol. But he never really used these weapons. In fact, we understand that the only time he ever produced that pistol was when someone said to him that life wasn't worth living. And then he would pull it out and say, "Would you like me to shoot you?"
I mean, hey,
make a point, I guess.
Yeah, let's call the question. Speaking of which, in this sense here, and this is a tragic situation, and this is regarding Tyre Nichols. Explain to our audience what you saw in this situation. I saw certain things were very disturbing here, but there's more to the story, as they say, right?
Right, absolutely. Look, Jason Whitlock, who is a black commentator, was saying that there is a racial factor here, but it's not what the mainstream media with their propaganda are emphasizing, that, oh, they have internalized white supremacism within them and they're racist against other black people. I mean, that's nonsense. The problem there, or the issue there, is that the demand for racism greatly exceeds the supply, as they say. No, mm-hmm. The racial issue that Whitlock was talking about was that this is another example of black-on-black violence, which is rampant in these areas. I mean, look, they talk about black homicide victims. Well, approximately 92% of them are killed by other black people.
Exactly.
And you take Memphis. Yeah, Memphis itself, it had its most murders ever in 2020. And then I think that record was broken again in 2021. And guess what? Almost none of those black people who were killed by police. Mm-hmm. They were killed by black thugs. So if BLM cares about black lives, if black lives really matter, then that's what you focus on. But they're not focusing on that because they don't care about black lives. They care about power. They care about propagandizing. That's what's going on. And let's focus on something else here. You know, you have to remember something. We just learned that at least two of those officers who beat Tyre Nichols were hired under dumbed-down standards that were put in place after the BLM action, the BLM riots, mm-hmm. because they wanted to increase non-white representation on the Memphis police force. So you have an affirmative action angle here, too. And that never, never ends well when you do that, when you start subordinating meritocracy to other priorities, such as racial quotas. And
well,
that's exactly what happened, yeah.
Yeah, well, look at the gene pool. The gene pool's limited, right? You're pulling from, you know, your society, your local community, people, and what's their attitude? I mean, is their attitude and their experience and preference, is that lining up with this new ideal? I think not. I mean, clearly you had, what they said, two of the three had already had reprimands. I mean, there's so much to take away, and I think that institutions, law enforcement has to learn from this to say, look, if you have somebody who shows a predilection, crosses a line, you cannot extend grace. But like you said, there are these, the mentality, especially in these blue states, is that you just, you know, you deal with it, you forgive it, you just let it go on until it gets more complicated, and you have the expression that we saw, the attack on Tyre Nichols. That's disgusting. I mean, this is just, it's so dishonorable. I don't care if the person's black, white, or anything, but upon any human being to do that to a fellow human being is, you know, that is disgusting. And it should not be part of our society. And when it does raise its head, it should be lopped off immediately.
It should be. There's no question about it. But, you know, since we're talking about affirmative action, let me just mention something else. What could be a result of this? Well, we have studies indicating, actually, that contrary to the left-wing narrative, Bill, black and Hispanic officers are actually more likely to shoot black suspects than white cops are. Now, here's the thing, though, okay, putting all of that aside, or at least understanding what this could lead to, what really is the agenda here when you attack the police and you dumb down standards? Well, most of this, I understand, is driven by misguided passion, by emotion. I mean, there's that saying, never attribute to malice what is better explained by stupidity, right?
Right.
But if there is a deeper agenda, agenda here, think about what it is, because there are some Machiavellians out there. Mm-hmm. It could be the goal to nationalize the police. And mm-hmm. let's think about what the formula is and why you would try to affect that formula. Remember this. The left has almost complete societal control now. It controls all the levers of power, almost. The media, academia, entertainment, big tech, most of corporate America, Bill, the intel agencies, and the military, okay? But what's the one thing it doesn't control? The police, the everyday boots on the ground. They're still mainly conservative. How can you snatch them? Here's the formula. First, demonize and handcuff the police so they can't do their job, right?
Right.
This is going to lead to demoralization. It's going to prompt more of the honorable police to quit. Then what do? Number three, you dumb down the standards. You prioritize racial quotas over merit. And you replace the ex-officers with incompetents who can't do their job. Then what do? You exacerbate this degradation, Bill, by defunding the police as much as possible. And then finally, the last step is this. You indignantly step up to the plate and you lament that locally controlled cops just aren't up to the task. And then you send in the Fed cavalry to save the day. That's what you do. And that's the real fear here. And let me tell you something, okay? And now I'm addressing certain black Americans who might be disenchanted with the police. If you don't like the police in Memphis, when you have a city that's basically run by black people, 64% of the population is black, 58% of the police are black, the police chief is black, the city council is majority black. If you don't like it now, if race is your focus, how are you going to feel about the police when they're controlled 1,000 miles away in Washington, D.C. by nameless, faceless bureaucrats who are appointed by people were elected by an electorate that was majority non-black? If you want to look at it racially, what are you going to think about things? Now, that said, a poll showed that 80% of black Americans, Bill, actually want the same or more police presence in their neighborhood. So they're not exactly as anti-black as the media might have us believe. As the media might have us believe.
Well, what you laid out is this formula that has worked very effectively for Democrats. I mean, the Democratic Party, flat out, I mean, I don't know how else to put it, Selwyn. I mean, and I don't necessarily mean to recklessly broad brush them, but the Democratic Party needs a spiritual enema. They are they're lacking in any kind of moral standard, because what they have done is what they always do. They are the creators of the crisis, and then they have the audacity, because the people are so confused and all complicit with, as you said, all the lever pullers that they have control of, social media, the mainstream media, on down. They control the narrative and lead people to believe that we have to look to the likes of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to be the savior of the free world, when it's exactly the opposite. We're being corralled into a situation. We're being corralled into the Hotel California, and there's no way out.
Ooh. Yeah, that was a good way to put it. I like that spiritual enema, too. You're absolutely correct. No, look, the Democrat Party, whatever it once was, has become a very, very soulless entity. And it really is representative of what I said earlier, Bill, which is that modern leftism has become movement towards moral disorder. Mm-hmm. You'll notice that whatever the status quo is at the time, they attack that, just like rebellious children. Mm-hmm. But it's not always going to last, because once they have unassailable power, they're not going to want to destabilize civilization anymore, like the communists in the Soviet Union didn't want to destabilize civilization, just like the Chinese government today doesn't want to destabilize their society. No, then they're going to clamp down hard. And if you're worried about police, quote, brutality now, which is relatively rare, actually, well, just wait until the left has unassailable power. Then you'll see police brutality, because the left, Bill, does not hate police in principle. They only hate police that they don't control.
Cops exactly. Selwyn Duke, you're awesome. Thank you, buddy.
Want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day.